Hello, I'm Angela Walsh, and this is The Downhill Slide. It's not about skiing. It's about being past that midway point of life and the changing perspective you get. For some, I guess you get wiser. Others, well, maybe not. Most of the people I've spoken with so far have, they've had distinct events in their life that changed them. It's fascinating to see how your ideas and your ideals change as you get older. One day I spoke with Dave. I dragged him from the pub. He wasn't at the pub that day, right? So I know him from the pub, from our local. And I said, come on in, have a chat with me, because I like his work-life balance is very good. But I think he's worked very hard to get to that point. So we chatted about some interesting things. Going camping was one of them. He mentioned the loss of his brother. That seemed to take quite a toll on him. And a few other things we chatted about. Very interesting man, quietly spoken.
How are you, Andrew?
Well, actually, I feel pretty good. This is the thing that I've been finding out as I talk with people, that the older you get, the better you feel just because you're aware of a little bit more. Do you agree with that?
Yes, you come to accept what's happened in life.
Oh, there you go. It's more acceptance, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. It's not so much about kind of being too philosophical. It's just that's the way it is.
That's it, yeah.
And something you just
like that.
All right, topic.
You've just got to learn to take life as it comes.
You do. And I'm wondering if that's the problem with these tennis players that are coming into town to play tennis, because that's all we've been hearing about the last couple of days is they've had to go into isolation and they're not happy.
No, but they expect a lot too much, I think. I think with what's happened in the rest of the world and where they've come from, with so many people dying and so many people being sick, they just expect to come out here and be looked after like they're royalty. They're just normal people who really aren't doing it that tough in life, really.
You got that right.
Yeah.
They get paid well, but they earn their living by doing their sport. So
it's their choice in life. So exactly. If they want to compete in the Australian Open, they were told about what the conditions were going to be before they came here. So they should just learn to accept them or don't come at all.
Yeah,
and the number of people that have been turned up with this COVID disease is ridiculous. They shouldn't have been tested more before they come to the country. And I don't see why we should be letting it in and then we get restrictions put on us in Australia. We're not allowed to do this. We're not allowed to travel there. We're not allowed to do things. You can't see family members and all the rest of it. It's, to me, is ridiculous.
And we've done so well, don't you reckon, though, in this country, of keeping it at bay?
Well, we have. We've done very well in Australia. It's because we've done the right thing and not travelled overseas and not let people come and go and even within Australia. We've had to lock down states and all the rest of it and areas within the state. So if we're doing the right things, which shows we have been because we've come through it successfully so far, when you look at the number of deaths in Australia compared to the rest of the world, percentage-wise, we're really in a good position.
So do you reckon, some of them are saying that they didn't know that they'd have to go into isolation for 14 days. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
I don't believe they'd be right. I'm sure they would have been told.
I mean, the managers would know, surely.
They should do.
Pass on the information.
Yeah. Tennis Australia is saying that's what they told them, that's what was in their contract.
Mm.
That was the only way they could come out here and do it. So I can't see what they're on about, to be honest.
Do you reckon they're just princesses?
Very much so. Especially that girl that doesn't wash her own hair. She's not even a tennis player.
I think it's a little bit funny because I actually think we've done really well. I get a bit upset because my family's in Queensland and there's illness in my family. I'm better off staying here than going up there, even if I've got time, because I could infect them with anything, you know? And you just think COVID would be the worst to infect them with.
That's correct. Yeah, especially if they're not willing to start with. We've been through a lot, like when the people were kept away from their family, especially in retirement homes and stuff like that. And people lost their loved ones without being able to say goodbye because they couldn't go in to say goodbye. They've been really hard times for some people. And I think that's why everybody's got to be realistic and consider other people before they consider themselves about, I want this and I want that.
Would you have had this attitude when you were half your age? So what's that, early 30s?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Would you have been the same? Or would you have been a cranky pants?
I was too busy working to have time to be cranky. It's hard to think that far back.
Well, this is the thing. We, at different stages of our lives, we are busy doing different things or being a person, like being a worker, being a provider, being a father, being whatever it is at a particular time in our life. So our perspective does change as we get older, doesn't it?
Yes, certainly, yeah. Yeah, it does. When I was in my early 30s, I had two young children to rear and everything else. So buying a house and paying 18% interest.
Yeah, a bit
back
different.
Back in those days, people complained about, oh, we can't afford to pay back our houses. They're borrowing too much these days.
Mm.
We started off with little two- and three-bedroom homes, not four bedrooms with two cars in the garage and whinging about the interest rates. We were paying up to, as I say, up to 18%. So
it was shocking, wasn't it?
So I had to work two jobs to stay in the house to pay the rent or to pay the mortgage.
People are overextending themselves now also because the interest rates are so low.
That's exactly right. And what's going to happen when the crunch comes and they turn around and China's going to say, we want more money back for our what we've ventures.
Mm. Well, this is the thing. It's roundabouts, isn't it? It's ups and downs. It all comes around eventually. Interest rates or whatever it is, you know, the country goes into a recession, then it comes through and then it's great times for all and then it all starts sliding again.
Yes, life goes in cycles. Mm. Look at fashion.
Yeah.
Goes in and out all the time.
I know, so. I keep my clothes in a box, Dave, and I just wait. So give me another 10 years and I'll be right.
Well, life in every cycle. I mean, everything seems to go in cycles, as you say. The economy, even the weather, so...
Yeah. All that's a bit weird. We've been having such weird. It's summer, and I'm sitting here wearing long sleeves, and went for my walk this morning, thinking, Joe, it's a bit chilly.
Wait till Saturday.
Yes. Okay, we'll get the heat back again.
But look, after the last few years of drought, and then the fires, and everything else, and then this year's been so wet. But I can remember that all happening back in the 60s and 70s.
Mm.
So it just seems to go in cycles.
So you've had a few different cycles in your life, things that were difficult at times, things that were joyous. What was the most joyous occasion you can think of?
The birth of my children.
Did that happen straight away, as soon as you saw them?
Yes, yeah, I guess so, yeah. It was incredible. I couldn't be there at the time.
What were you doing? Well,
the doctors didn't let you in the theatre in those days.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that's how long ago it was.
Yeah.
46 years ago, so, yeah. I just asked you to wait outside.
Right. So you heard the wailing, but you couldn't see the baby straight away.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Mm. And what was what's been the most difficult time so far? Because your life's not over, just reminding you there. But what's been the most difficult time?
I guess going through a broken down marriage. Then there was the joy of getting married again later on.
Balance.
Sickness. Losing my brother.
Oh.
He was only young. My father, he died at an early age. So, as I say, there's ups and downs all the time.
So how did you cope that losing a brother? Were you young?
No, it was about 15 years ago, so I wasn't that young then. But he was a major part in my life at the time, and I just didn't see it coming. So that really hurt because I thought, oh, I could have done so much more if I'd only known. I've been aware of it.
How did he lose his life?
He had his body just shut down on him, his internal organs.
Wow.
He'd been sick when he was much younger.
Mm.
He'd caught hepatitis and meningitis. So that was very tough. I never realised how much he was going through.
So it sounds like there was a lot of love there. You have lots of special memories about your brother then?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I got quite a few siblings, so had a lot of good times with all of them over the years.
What happens when you all get together then? Do you talk about the old times, do you find, or you talk about what you're going to do?
Oh, we talk about the old times, plus what's happening in life and all the new children and grandchildren and everything else.
So where you're at the moment, Dave, what is it that you're looking for from life? Or are you right? Are you content?
Yeah, I'm reasonably content. I've got a pretty good life balance. I work part-time. I'm getting ready for retirement. So I want to do some travelling.
So how are you going to do that travelling? Because we've got the COVID. So do you reckon by the time you're ready to retire, you'll be able to do what, international travel, or you're talking Australia?
Australia. I've travelled overseas in the past. There's some places I'd like to go back to. But really, I haven't seen all of Australia, so I want to see the parts of Australia I haven't seen.
Mm.
But in the first up instance, I'll be just happy to travel around New South Wales. There's a lot in New South Wales I haven't seen.
And you're travelling with your wife?
Yes and no.
Oh! Oh, no!
She doesn't like camping.
No, I think that's fair enough. Can I just say, you get to a point where you're going, camping is hard work, Dave. I tell you.
Yeah, but it's also enjoyable too.
Oh, which bit?
Oh, the travelling, the pulling up, meeting new people. That's best done with mates.
Yeah, I guess so. Getting, what, a group of people together, you say, you all go camping at the same time? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll make it a bunch of blokes, I say. I don't know about that. It's all right, I think, when you're younger, but as you get older, you just want to know where the toilet is, Dave. That's pretty much all you want to do.
That's fairly simple.
Oh, for a bloke. For a bloke. Now, I know I'm hearing female voices going, no, it's fine, you just find a bush. Well, I'm telling you now, when I grew up and we didn't have an inside toilet, no, I don't like having to take a shovel with you. I just think, no, we've got plumbing now and it all functions very well. Why would you want to be without it?
Because you don't see the wide open spaces.
I can see them. I can see them from my veranda.
Oh, well.
I can go for a drive and you can see just as much, I reckon, rather than having to put up a tent. I mean, you've always got those poles and all that kind of stuff you have to deal with.
Oh,
don't you?
We just put a swag on the ground.
Oh, do you? What about snakeage? Don't you worry about those?
No, I don't worry them. They don't worry me.
Oh, no, 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 no. That bothers me because they're looking for somewhere warm to go. That could be.
Well, I must admit, as I've got older, I now put a stretcher up and then I sleep on top of that because it's easy to get down and up again.
Yeah. See, no, I don't mind that idea. My great grandfather used to have a stretcher when he'd go out mustering the cattle. Mm. So he just put a little humpy together and they'd sleep under that. But he always slept on a stretcher. So there was nothing, no creepy snakes. They might have been under the bed, but they certainly weren't in the bed.
Well, I've never experienced it, so I can't comment on that.
Well, look, I'm telling you now, I don't blame your wife for being averse to the whole camping idea. Maybe a caravan. You got yourself a caravan?
No.
No, you don't want one of those?
No, she doesn't like caravans either.
Oh, okay. Well, fair enough. Well, you put her in the hotel, then you can sleep outside and just swag.
I would do some travelling and do B&Bs and all that sort of stuff and hotels. But there'd be other times where I just go tripping off with the fellas and rough it.
So do you think the whole bloke thing is still, can I use the word valid? It's there was a time when it was just blokey, blokey, bloke, but now it's kind of everyone must not have a gender.
No, well, that's where it's a bit ridiculous, I think. Men need men's company sometimes.
Mm.
Instead of being in a mixed company all the time. And
mm.
Because you can talk about some things more freely. But also you talk about different things, what you've done in your life, the work that you've done, the type of work and the things that have happened at work. Well, women aren't interested in that most of the time. So I think it's important to have man time as well as mixed time and all the rest of it.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's kind of a gender thing, whether it's a boy or girl thing, but it should be, you should be able to be with like-minded people, whoever that is. Like I heard about, there was some to-do about the men's shed, and a woman wanted to be a part of the men's shed. And I thought, I don't know what the big hullabaloo is about that, because it's not about her being a woman, really. It's just the fact that she likes to do wood turning and she's into that kind of stuff. So why would that be an issue? But are you saying that the point is those blokes would be having blokey conversations? That
they could be. And then it becomes a bit more intimidating. You've got to be careful what you say and you don't say the wrong thing. Don't upset people.
What would be the wrong thing, though? Because, I mean, swearing's no big deal now.
No, but, well, I know in the older generation, some of us fellas don't like swearing in front of women and stuff. So,
I think that's nice, actually, myself. But that maybe that's
just
me too.
That's just part of life, because we never swore when we were children or young people and all that.
Oh, if you did, you'd get a smack in the head.
That's right.
Gee, willikers.
You get in trouble for saying bugger.
Oh, yeah. I got my mouth washed out with soap once. I don't know. Maybe I was just screaming. I'm not sure. But that was, you were punished.
You were. Yeah, that's right. So it just doesn't come natural. So, like, I see Robertson's Men's Shed's going to open up.
Mm.
And they're going to have Tuesdays and Thursdays for the men and maybe Mondays and Wednesdays for the ladies to go there and make their stuff and use it and all that, which is a good idea. And then they're going to have mixed days too in the future.
Yeah. Well,
that's all good, but I think there should be some time put apart for each gender.
Yeah, I agree. I've got no problem with, you know, the old thing about the clubs as well. Do you remember where it used to be just the gentleman's club? And we're not talking about strip joints. We're talking about the place where they could go and drink their whiskey and talk man things. I don't know what they talk about really. But I just think, yes, you should be able to open those places up. But I agree. I don't want to. I like the whole thing about a women's group, women's clubs, men's groups. But again, from that perspective of not necessarily gender, but having the same interests.
Yeah.
It still might not work. Is this an age problem, Dave?
It could be an age problem.
Hey. Will this change as time progresses?
I'm sure it will, because it's all taught different now at schools and all that, what the children are taught at school.
Mm.
And you see in what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. And the country's changing. Our population's changing. So all the political correctness and everything else, people have had to change.
Mm.
And I'm sure we will. We'll adapt the same as what we've adapted through lots of other things.
It's what we do as human beings, isn't it?
Well, I can remember, I was only very young, but we learned at school about the White Australia policy.
Oh, yes.
So, and then it all changed through the Whitlam government and everything else. So we've all learned to accept that.
Mm.
Some of the things I don't really accept, but
like what?
The way they want to change things, like Australia Day. I think Australia Day should be held each year. We don't celebrate the decimation of other nations. We celebrate about Australia becoming Australia.
So you're talking about it from the perspective of starting again. This is who we are. This is just, this is Australia. Right. This is everybody. This is inclusive.
Yes.
As opposed to thinking about what has happened. Because not all of it. I mean, there's some pretty bad things that have happened over the years.
Well, it has done. But today's generations cannot be held responsible for what our forefathers done.
Mm.
Back in the day, like, are we going to say we've said sorry and everything else? And I believe we should have, and we did. But we can't be held responsible for what our forefathers done 5, 6, 7, 10 generations ago.
Mm.
That was a way of life in those days. England was always divide and conquer.
Mm.
Go out and find the nations and conquer them. We've changed from that situation. I find it hard to be responsible for that when we had no involvement in it. Our forefathers did, and that's not right. That's why I said we said sorry.
So what do you think the answer is, Dave?
Acceptance. People have got to learn to accept one another. Accept people's views on life, but it's got to be a realistic view, not way out there to the left or to the right.
So a bit of tolerance and...
Tolerance and acceptance.
Yeah. Make a nice, peaceful world, wouldn't it? We could all be like that.
Well, it would be, but I guess it's never going to happen because there's people that want to ram things down people's throats.
Now, do you think that's an age thing? Do you find more cranky people under the age of 50 than over the age of 50?
Not these days.
Mm.
I've noticed lately some of the older people are getting just as cranky.
Oh, okay.
Less tolerant.
Yep.
In life. I don't know what done it. A lot to do with this COVID thing.
People are stressed?
Yes, yeah, I think so. They're becoming McDonald's society.
So what do you mean by that?
They see it, they want it, and they want it now.
Oh.
No, they're not prepared to wait. Everything's got to happen straight away.
Mm.
Which is great if it could, but so many things we don't have control on in life. So they've got to learn to accept that it's going to happen, but it might not happen today, tomorrow, or next week.
And things might not happen the way you want them to happen.
Yes, but most of the time it can happen the way you want it to happen.
If you plan, you mean?
Just not in timing.
Mm. Yeah.
You can get the end result, but you've got to be prepared to wait for it.
The people that I've spoken with, the older they get, the more patient they get. But with the way the world has become, you're saying that's not necessarily the case anymore.
No, I don't believe so.
So what's going to happen? Where do you see the world in the next 5 years, Dave?
That's deep. I haven't really thought of it that much.
I'll sip my coffee and you can just think about it just for a moment. What do you reckon? There's got to be something. What popped into your head just then?
I think there's going to be big troubles on the world scene. If America doesn't settle down, China keeps going the way it's going, if they don't get COVID under control, we've... in for a lot of turmoil over the next few years, I reckon.
We'll be all right, though, won't we?
I hope so. I hope so. I hope we're far enough out of it that we won't be involved in the harshest part. It's going to affect us some ways, but we've just got to learn to accept some of the things that are happening.
And so if we do end up doing it tough, like some of the other countries around the world are doing right now, if there's a lot more suffering... what do you feel is the best way to cope with such changes?
Don't expect too much out of life. Don't have too high expectations that you can't adapt to. Because if you can't adapt to what's happening, it can cause, I guess, depression, that sort of thing. I'm not getting what I want. I want this, I want that. And then you're not happy because you're not getting what you want. So if you don't have your expectations too high, you can learn to accept them more better.
I don't know. I expect a lot, Dave. But again, it comes back to that thing about acceptance, doesn't it? I mean, if you can't get what you want, if it's not going to be there, well, you just got to let it go, haven't you? Move on.
Yes, yeah. Change your ideas. Find satisfaction some other way.
Yeah, yeah. You get the COVID and hope that it's going to get better and you're not going to be permanently damaged by it. And
certainly.
Because some people are, obviously. They've got problems long term. Yeah.
I don't think they've really found out what the long-term situation is going to be yet because it's so soon.
Yeah.
But I think we're in it for the long haul, not the short haul.
Mm.
It's not going to disappear overnight.
No. We can make it though, Dave.
Hey? Oh, we'll make it through.
Thank you so much for sharing today. I really appreciate it.
That's quite all right. I hope it was something sensible I said.
We'll see you down the pub.
Why not?
It was good to catch up with Dave. So you don't have to be rich and famous to be interesting, I think. Somebody who is interesting, Angus Murray, local musician. He's very, very talented. I thought I'd play you a little bit of an original work of his. It's called Not Today. If you want to listen to more of Angus's music, you can have a look on his website, angusmurraymusic.com.au. You'll also find him on Facebook, Angus Murray Music. You have a good day and thanks for listening.
You wake up to the sound of the birds calling out your name. Chirp and they chime and sing, what are you gonna do today? No, not today, not today. Leave until tomorrow or yesterday. Not today, oh not today. Leave until tomorrow.